Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Claire, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Claire?
Hi, Niall. It's Dor. Cunha sa ta tu. How are you doing today?
Cunha sa ta tu, August. I'm will to tar on Lee Rhodey. Does that mean that means that does not mean are you on the ball?
Yeah, I'm will to wear on the road.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Why is everybody suddenly talking Irish to me? Because I haven't a clue what I'm actually saying. So.
That's why I'm doing it.
So, Claire, in relation to the government and what they're trying to do at the moment, I mean, yeah. Do you think they really have our best interest? When you look at articles that were in the paper yesterday, and I'm looking at one here now. Hold on, I just read it to you. And this is last month, the National Cervical Screening Programme, Cervical Check, said it expects that all women who were due to have a screening test this year will have to be invited by March 2021. Figures show that 99,000 screening invitations have been delayed. Now, even if there was a 1% chance of an abnormal smear, that's still 900 women who may go on then to have abnormal cells, who may go on maybe a small percentage of that to get cervical cancer. So are we, do we really, and that's just one example. So do we really have the best interests of the people at heart?
Well, I think we do, but it's just very difficult. I don't think they have the money or the funding. You know, I really think they squandered all the money on stupid things like the children's hospital being in the wrong place and all that, and them. It's whoever's at the top who's making decisions about how you spend your money is making a major mistake. And our tracking and tracing is so wrong. We don't have enough people to do it. We're not doing it effectively. But I think the government themselves are a small bit inadequate. And I think that maybe they're using NPHET as a shield.
But NPHET are a group of scientists, for the best, I suppose, best word to use, who, and when I watch scientists on television, with the greatest respect to them, they're focused on the book, they're focused on the figures, they're focused on the disease. They don't, I'm not saying they don't care, but it doesn't enter their head about the ramifications of locking people in 5 kilometre zones or closing shops or closing businesses. The future ramifications of that, that's not their problem anyway. Their only, I suppose, thing is, their job is to go to the government and say, this is how a virus works, this is how it spreads, blah, 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 blah. And then it's up to the government to be the intermediary between them and the people and say, this is how we're going to deal with it. But they're not doing that. They're just taking NPHET's advice and passing it on to us. And we're the gillies who are basically having our lives turned upside down. And really, when you look at the virus, thankfully, it's not as dangerous as we initially thought it was. Sadly, some people are dying, I get that. But not as dangerous as we initially thought. And we shouldn't be at this point now. I mean, anywhere in the world, I don't just mean Ireland. I mean, people will try and tell me that Ireland is doing okay, but you have to take other variables into consideration, like our population spread. When you look at countries that have stricter lockdowns than us, they're doing worse. So it's not necessarily to do with the what we're implementing. It's to do with the curve of the virus and the way viruses spread anyway.
Yeah, well, what I've always found personally is that it depends on who you meet on the ground. It's never about who's above them or at the top. It's about who you meet on the ground. Because as you said about the cervical check, I had an issue with that and I got treated straight away. And I was, even though I was in a public system, I was brought in through the private system because the doctors and the nurses and the people that I met knew that I had to be treated immediately.
But there's a lot of women out there.
I've always found that I've always been lucky. I don't know why, but even with my children, I've always been lucky. I seem to have met the right people at the right time and the issues got sorted immediately. But it was always about the good people that are doing the hard work on the ground.
But I know the Irish Cancer Society and many others who are a lot more learned when it comes to cancers than me have said that, you know, and not that the Irish Cancer Society haven't said this personally, but I know other experts have said that thousands of people will die. It's an unquantifiable amount of people because we don't understand or yet we won't see that for a while, who may not have had their cancers diagnosed, who may not have had their symptoms diagnosed.
I know one of those people.
Yeah, and so that
he's local to us here, and I was... I have to say, I just cried because I realised that that was the situation, you know. And I, even looking at the area where we're living here, like, this would normally be booming and there's nothing going on. And it is so depressing.
So, and this is what I mean. People whose lives could be saved.
Yes, NPHET have locked down the country and they have an agenda as well. There are agendas going on in the background that people just are not aware of. I mean,
well, there are some vested interests. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, when you get doctors, like there's this Dr. McNee from Limerick, she's female, that she comes on and she's all about, oh, it's all alcohol related and tobacco related. What's that about? It's got nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, I haven't heard that interview, so I can't really comment on it. But, I do see other experts, and we all know the ones I'm talking about, who are constantly on TV and radio, and some of them are like the Grim Reaper. And they're coming out with these fantastic or fantasy ideas about a zero COVID island, or putting granddad at the window with the window open in the middle of winter, the poor man will die of hypothermia. I mean, these ridiculous notions about not passing around the gravy boat. I mean, we're people, we're human beings.
I mean, have you seen what's going on in other countries? I mean, they're moving around Europe all the time, and there's no one. Right, okay, they've got higher numbers than us, but they
some
are
them
able
do, yeah.
to. Yeah. But they've got these antigen tests. They're able to go on a plane and go...
5 minutes, yeah. 5 minute testing. Yeah.
5 minute test. And we're here and we're locked down.
Okay, so but generally speaking, overall, you believe they're trying, but unfortunately you just don't believe they're capable of dealing with it. Is that the point you're going to make?
That'd be the point I'd make.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second, Claire. Hang on for a second, because I have to go to break and I've gone way over time here today. But stay with me if you want to, because I want to come to Fran after the break as well, because Fran believes the government should be held accountable. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Claire believes the government are trying, but just incompetent is probably a better word, or incapable of doing the job properly because they're not allocating money properly as well. Let me just go to Fran as well. Stay there, Claire. Fran, how you doing?
How you doing,
Mal? Okay, I mean, look, you've heard about the restrictions today. We still are a little bit unsure as to whether restaurants and gastro bars will open. If Neffin have their way, they'll be closed, just serving takeaways, but maybe they'll allow them to open. I don't know.
Right. First of all, we have one guiding law in this country, and it's the Constitution.
Yep.
And if people actually look at what the Constitution says, Article 41 particularly talks about the family. You have the right to provide for your family, you have the right to be around your family, you have the right, anything that's connected. And that supersedes all positive law.
Absolutely, but is there not also a part of the Constitution which allows the government, it was inserted in 1937, let me just finish what I'm saying to you.
What you talked about, guys.
This is in relation to public health, that they can legislate for public health, when they brought it in because of TB at the time.
Yes, or Article 6 states that, you know, they can do certain things under public health. When you look at these people, they have not come out with any facts. They are just making statements. And if you look at the almighty Tony Houlihan, he is a government advisor. What is he doing on mainstream media, telling people what he can and he can't do? He should be back in his little room advising the government, and we should be hearing directly from the government.
I would agree with you. I would absolutely agree with you.
Not from this sublime organisation who is ruining people's lives and the country. You were talking there earlier on about two nightclubs not opening. Lo and behold, now they're going to be knocked down and turned into apartment blocks.
By the way, I'm not going to blame COVID on that.
No, but they're using it as a tool.
Yeah, a hotel, by the way, will be opening there, I think.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're using everything. Everything is being blamed on COVID. The reason you can't talk to someone on the phone, or COVID restrictions. The reason why you can't leave your car, then COVID restrictions. You know, COVID restrictions actually mean nothing, because it's guidelines from the government. Ryanair proved it when they...
Well, then when you say they mean nothing, they brought in fines for those guidelines, for some of those guidelines that they could.
Them fines cannot be enforced.
Well, I talked to somebody about this the other day who was actually a barrister, and he was telling me, he said, I'm looking forward to a case going to court. He said, because I think he genuinely believes that if people didn't pay the fine, if they went before a judge, he said it would be find it very hard to actually find people or charge people in court for it.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Again, I'm not a barrister, but that's what he suggested.
If you look at the Constitution, the Gardaí, the judges, the barristers all take an oath to the Constitution. This pandemic or scaredemic or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, whatever people want to call it. Like, I mean...
Okay, but just very quick, I'm a little bit pushed for time, and I want to go to Grace as well, but I just wanted to ask Claire in relation to that. Claire, do you believe that your constitutional rights have been infringed?
Oh, they most definitely have been. You see, what's always funny in this country is what they make a mistake in is that they will change the law when they feel like it, okay?
Well, that's what governments do, isn't it?
But they classically always get it wrong because they never go back and change it off Gaeilge. And Gaeilge is a different language to English, and it can be interpreted in a totally different way,
depending on
which way. Yeah. So a good barrister who is, you know, has Gaeilge, will be able to go in and go, well, no, you've broken every rule here, lads.
Because we've interpreted that differently, Oscar Elga.
And this law cannot be interpreted in this way, Oscar.
Okay. Well, hang on, because I want to try and get Grace in as well before the news. Sorry, Claire. I'm for rushing everybody. Grace, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Grace?
Yeah, I think the main word here and the main concern here is contagion. I think there's vested interest. I would criticise the media giving an overall, what you call them, opinions from the restaurant and the vintners people. They're not the only people who are trading here. I think our directors are coming from the World Health, the government.
They believe, the restaurants and vintners believe they're being hard done by, because out of all the industries in this country, they have been mostly affected by
it. Well, that's where the contagion is. That's
that's not the case at all, Grace, because if you look at the data that's been presented to these people,
it doesn't matter about data. You can have data anyway.
No, but they've said consistently to the government, show us some data or some science to prove that we are the culprits here.
Well,
and we listen to you. But they haven't.
Europe. We're taking our directors from the World Health Organization.
And do you trust the World Health Organization?
Yes. We have to go
fair
by
enough.
The science at the moment.
Well, the World Health Organization said yes, that we should all wear masks in our houses.
The government is obligated to look after the common good. Not just constitutionally, but for everything.
And are they doing a good job, Grace? Do you think they're doing a good job?
I think at the moment the main thing is you have to look at the health of the nation.
Okay, but the health of the nation is also social, it's environmental, it's also to do with our mental health. There's more to the health of the nation than a virus that's killing very few people in the big scheme of things. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah,
there's more to the health of the nation than a virus.
We're controlling it. That's because we're
you
doing
think
what
so?
We're doing.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you know, we're not all going to go mentally.
Sorry, Claire, you want to say something to us?
Everything should be based on statistics, as you've just said. Are we controlling it? Yeah, maybe. But what is it doing to us?
Well, the point is, at the end of the day, that is up to the scientists and the government who's supposed to govern.
And what, do we not have any rights, Grace?
It is not up to the scientists. It is not up to any scientist. It is not up to any scientist to tell me how it is affecting me.
No, to advise the government on your health, and then the government...
That's advising the government on my health? The government doesn't care about my health.
The government has to govern the country.
Do you believe the government... I understand the scientists are just doing their job, Grace, right? But do you believe the government really and truly are doing things in the best interest of the people of this country, when we're seeing so many people lose their jobs, their businesses, their mental health, so many people are in despair, our lives have been turned upside down, and experts predict that we will have more deaths from the lockdowns and restrictions than we actually will from the virus? Do you believe that's in the best interest of the people?
You know, I think a lot of our people are going down by the brainwashing of the media. The point is, at the end of the day...
I would agree there's brainwashing in the media. RTE are responsible for that.
The scientists are taking from the World Health Authority and from the European Health Authority. The government are advised by the scientists. If the government wants to govern in a different way, they take the consequences of that, and humanity, our society, will take the same consequences. Not everybody
okay.
in the country.
Okay, listen, I've run out of time, Grace. I'm sorry for rushing everybody. Just to put things into perspective, as somebody rightly pointed out, I actually put it up on Twitter yesterday, 131 people, I think I'm going to get this figure wrong, 131 people under the age of 65 have died from COVID-19 since the start. 131. 133 people. I should say, since the end of July, since the second wave. From the start, 131. 133 people have died on our roads. The majority of those will be under the age of 65. It's just putting things into perspective. I'm not saying people aren't dying of COVID-19. The majority, sadly, of those people who have died have been over the age of 65. I just want to put it into perspective so we can all think logically about how we think about COVID-19. Yes, be careful. You know, use your common sense, etc., etc., but don't be hiding behind the sofa either.